Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and as many of you know, Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions is facing the Senate Judiciary Committee this morning, confirmation hearings on his nomination to become Attorney General. It's the first hearing for any of President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees, and it's just underway in the last few hours. We're going to hear a couple of highlights of what's been taking place so far. This is going to go on probably through the day with Jeff Sessions, and do a little analysis of what we know so far with Nicole Austin Hillary, Director and Counsel of the Brennan Center for Justice. Hi, Nicole. Thanks for coming on for this.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for having me.
I want to play just a one-minute excerpt of Senator Grassley, who's Republican, kind of grilling Sessions, or at least asking him about the potential, if anything arises from the Hillary Clinton emails or the Clinton Foundation, considering Sessions' role in the campaign. Here's Grassley's question.
To be very clear, you intend to recuse yourself from both the Clinton email investigation and any matters involving the Clinton Foundation, if there are any?
Yes.
Let me follow up again, because it's important. When you say you'll recuse, you mean that you'll actually recuse, and the decision will therefore fall to, I assume, a deputy attorney general. I ask because after Attorney General Lynch met with President Clinton in Phoenix, she said she would, quote unquote, defer to the FBI, but she never officially recused.
No, she did not officially recuse, and there's a procedure for that which I would follow. And I believe that would be the best approach for the country, because we can never have a political dispute turn into a criminal dispute. That's not in any way that would suggest anything other than absolute objectivity. This country does not punish its political enemies, but this country ensures that no one is above the law.
Senator Jeff Sessions from his confirmation hearing. Nicole, is that news? Did he make news there saying he would recuse himself as Attorney General from any investigations that are still to come of Hillary Clinton and the emails?
He most certainly made news. Those of us who were watching were quite surprised to hear him say that he would recuse himself. But I have to tell you, that was good news for many of us who've been quite concerned about this nomination. You know, the Brennan Center just put out a report called The Justice Department's Voter Fraud Scandal and Lessons Learned from That. And what we say in that report is that it is highly important for the next Attorney General to have integrity and to ensure that we do not use the Attorney General's office for political purposes. This is a huge indication that Senator Sessions, if confirmed, may indeed follow that directive and those lessons learned. It is highly important that it not be used to punish political enemies. And it's also a good step towards showing that he very well may be the kind of attorney general who will not be afraid to stand up to his boss. Certainly, Mr. Trump, on the political trail, said that if he were to become president, that he might very well bring charges against former Secretary of State Clinton for some of these issues. And Mr. Sessions coming out now and saying he would recuse himself, that he doesn't want this to become political, really goes against that statement made by Mr. Trump. So despite many of our concerns, that was a surprise statement, but it is good news.
Doesn't guarantee anything, but it is encouraging to hear him say, as he did at the end of that clip, this country does not punish its political enemies. Because that's exactly, and we don't have this clip at our fingertips, but that's exactly what Trump did in that one debate, one of the televised debates, where he basically said, if I was president, you'd be locked up.
Exactly. And that is problematic. That's not what we should be hearing from a president. A president should not be using his or her bully pulpit or all of the mechanisms at his or her disposal to take aim at their political enemies. Mr. Sessions has drawn a line in the sand. Now, whether he will stick to this is another question, but the fact that he has gone on record saying this is vitally important, and it's leverage that Democrats and others will be able to use if he were to indeed do something different than what he just stated this morning he would do.
Good, because one of the fears about Trump, you know, everybody talks about Trump's relationship with Putin these days in terms of, are we too close to Russia under a Trump presidency? But really, the original conversation about Trump earlier in the campaign was that he had expressed admiration for Putin and other strongmen kind of heads of state. And one wonders if we're going to go, if he's going to try to take us towards some kind of more authoritarian-leaning state without the checks and balances in our democracy, such as the premise that this country does not punish its political enemies. So I'm just putting, you know, an additional point on what you said, that this is one of the reasons why this is important.
Exactly. And again, there are lessons to be learned if we look back at past Republican administrations. You know, the Justice Department under Roberto Gonzalez dealt with issues where issues of ethics, issues of integrity, dealing with voter fraud scandals. These were things that basically forced Mr. Gonzalez to step down as the Attorney General. I think it would behoove Mr. Trump and Mr. Sessions to take a look back at what happened during that administration and to make certain that they don't repeat those same errors. It's not good for our democracy, and frankly, it's not good for us as leaders throughout the world, and it doesn't do us any justice when it comes to how we're going to deal with our partners in other nations around the world.
All right. Here's another stretch from the hearing this morning. This is about a minute and a half, and it's Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein interviewing Sessions about his positions on Roe versus Wade and also about marriage equality.
You have referred to Roe v. Wade as, quote, one of the worst, colossally erroneous Supreme Court decisions of all time, end quote. Is that still your view?
It is. I believe it violated the Constitution and really attempted to set policy and not follow law. It is the law of the land. It has been so established and settled for quite a long time, and it deserves respect, and I would respect it and follow it.
On November 14, 2016, appearing on the TV show 60 Minutes, the president-elect said that the issue of same-sex marriage was, quote, already settled. It's law. It was settled in the Supreme Court. It's done, and I'm fine with that. Do you agree that the issue of same-sex marriage is settled law?
Supreme Court has ruled on that. The dissents dissented vigorously, but it was 5-4, and five justices on the Supreme Court, the majority of the court, has established the definition of marriage for the entire United States of America, and I will follow that decision.
Here's another question. If you believe same-sex marriage is settled law, but a woman's right to choose is not, what is the difference?
Well, I haven't said that the woman's right to choose or the Roe versus Wade and its progeny is not the law of the land or not clear today. So I would follow that law.
Senator Jeff Sessions being asked questions by Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein at Sessions' confirmation hearing just a short time ago. We're talking about some of these portions of testimony with Nicole Austin Hillary, director and counsel of the Brennan Center for Justice here in New York. So, Nicole, how newsworthy was that? You know, what strikes me in that is he's not being nominated for Supreme Court justice. So he doesn't have a vote as to whether to overturn marriage equality or overturn Roe versus Wade on abortion rights. So what is Feinstein trying to get out of him there?
What she's trying to get at is this. If you serve as the U.S. Attorney General, you are, in fact, the nation's top cop. It is your job not to give opinions on what the laws of the land are, but to adhere to them and to ensure that they are being used to protect all Americans. So it is vitally important that the Attorney General agree to follow the laws of the land, even though he or she may not make them and even though he or she may not rule upon them. So she is trying to get Senator Sessions to say, I may not agree with the marriage equality decision. I may not agree with the Roe versus Wade decision, but I respect that that is the rule of law, that those are the laws of the land, and it is going to be my job as Attorney General to uphold them, despite what I might personally believe. And it is problematic if we have a U.S. Attorney General who says, willy-nilly, well, I agree with this particular ruling by the court, and I agree that I will uphold it, but this one I have trouble with. You don't get to pick and choose as Attorney General. Your job is to follow the laws of the land as they are written and as the Supreme Court rules upon them, and that's what he has to do. And it is troubling if he does not simply come out and say, regardless of what I feel, I'm going to uphold these laws and protect all Americans.
Did he not say that, though, that these are the rulings of the Supreme Court? Marriage equality and Roe versus Wade are the law of the land, and so as Attorney General, I'm going to enforce them. Is that not what he said to your ear?
To my ear, he said that, but then what I also heard him say was that I don't necessarily view those two court decisions the same way and equally. So that is what troubles me. There should be no caveat. The only statement that needs to come from a nominee as Attorney General is, I understand and respect that these are the laws of the land, and I am going to uphold them, period. There should be no underscore, no parenthetical, no caveat. And I think his other comments that he offered are somewhat troubling. I think those did present parentheticals and caveats that make us wonder, will you indeed uphold and follow those laws as they are written, as they have been adjudicated upon, as you are charged with doing as Attorney General?
Let me play one more clip, and this is just a five-second clip, because there were many anti-Klan protesters who got into the hearing this morning, and they got kicked out. And he has a history of being denied for a federal judgeship back in 1986 because of racial comments that he has made in the past in ways that he seemed to laugh off the Ku Klux Klan. There's a famous thing that he said, which was, oh, I was okay with the Klan until I found out they smoked marijuana. And he said that was a joke, but nevertheless, even the fact that he could make light of the Klan in that way raised issues. And that was among the reasons that he was not confirmed for judgeship in the 1980s when he was nominated by President Reagan. So he said this today.
I abhor the Klan and what it represents and its hateful ideology.
So it strikes me, Nicole, that that is such a low bar to figure out whether this nominee is going to be sufficient or bold on protecting people's civil rights. Just saying that you hate the Klan, well, it shouldn't even be a question.
I agree. And what I would urge your listeners to do is this. Many civil rights organizations have put together analyses of Senator Sessions' past record. You know, he has been in public office and in the public eye for a long time as a former U.S. attorney, as a former attorney general in Alabama. Many organizations that have come in contact with him have put forth written testimony to the committee. They have done analyses, organizations including the NAACP, the ACLU. We've done analysis here at the Brennan Center that have talked about decisions he has made when he's been in the power seat. And I think those decisions speak far more broadly and loudly than any lukewarm assessment he may have given this morning about his thoughts on the Klan. There are people who live in Alabama who have been exposed to his rulings, his lawyering.
And I hear you.
And they can tell you differently that they have concerns about this.
Where we have to leave it for now with Nicole Austin Hillary, Director and Counsel of the Brennan Center for Justice, even that there is a nominee who has to reassure us that he abhors the Klan. is news. Thank you very much for coming on and analyzing these clips.
You're welcome, Brian. Thank you for having me.